Absolutely the right decision, and you know, the fact that they were going to wait for a month would have been just more worry and more angst for athletes. So very welcome decision, and an unexpected decision. So no later than the summer of 2021. Now that's the message coming through from Thomas Bach, Olympic president, and the Prime Minister of Japan.
And I suppose now it's a bit of clarity as well for the athletes, Patsy, because at this stage of the year it was crucial in their preparations for the games. But at least now they've got a date and they've got a target of next year to work towards.
Yes, Ashin, and one of the big issues was, you know, qualification, not only in my sport of athletics, but in sport in general, you know, clarification on the qualification and opportunities for qualification, that was a problem. And then athletes putting themselves on the line to qualify and the danger of the coronavirus. So look, there's nobody out there that would be arguing against this. This is a very positive decision in terms, positive in the sense that it's clarity. Unfortunate that it had to come to this.
Yeah, and from, I suppose, the point of view of some athletes, safety for everybody is paramount here, Patsy. But with this deferral, maybe some athletes has given them an extra opportunity now to qualify for the games and get through the systems ahead of next year.
Well, athletes work on planning and they work on timelines, you know, so they can back off now. And it looks like even that the Diamond League and the track and field season of 2020 won't happen to any great extent either. So, you know, this is a down period for them. It's a holding period. And then they'll be in full bang then for 2021. And hope, please God, everything will work towards that date and that thing. And World Athletics will move things around, you know, to hopefully make this all happen in terms of European Championships, in terms of the World Championships, which were to be in 2021. So there's a lot to be changed and sorted, but basically it will be sorted, and you know, we can now look forward to a plan, and athletes can look forward to planning, and a definite decision is very positive for them.
And I suppose the foundations have been met already in Japan, Patsy, in relation to the game. So it's going to be more upheaval, I suppose, for the other tournaments, as you said, away from the Olympics. But the rock that the games for 2020 that's been built on, the foundation is already there. So how seamless will it be, or is it going to be seamless for the games to progress into next year?
Well,
the staging of it.
It's good. Yeah, sorry, Ashin. But it'll work seamless when we get to 2021. But there will be many issues, you know, contractual issues. You know, people are on contracts in terms of broadcasting, in terms of so many aspects of the games. So there will be contract issues that will probably won't be sorted for years. But the reality is, once there's a 2021, and the fact that the Japanese and the Olympic movement have agreed, and they have you know, they've offered a joint statement, there was always a possibility, you know, who was going to blink first, and then there'll be contractual problems, which nobody really thinks about. But there's billions of dollars riding on that as well. So look, it's actually come to a good position at the moment, but there will be issues. Of course there'll be issues, but you know, the main thing in all of this is athletes in all of the sports, in all of the disciplines, in all of the things, and they now have a definite answer.